Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Hello, friends. And welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan, don't get up. Stay in your seat because you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
Scotty Scheffler, two-time Masters champion.
Oh, boy.
Max Homa couldn't catch him. Ludwig, we're going to talk about this Ludwig Åberg, which is actually Ludwig Åberg. I'm very confused at this. I thought it was another player. Max Homa couldn't catch him, even though he's a dog. We're going to talk a little about that.
The dog.
The X-Man, I thought we had something coming into the day. I thought he was going to turn it on and be able to catch him. But no, nobody can catch Scotty Scheffler. In fact, they didn't let Jordan Spieth. I thought that there thought something was up, Dan.
Yeah.
I thought something was clearly up when they didn't let Jordan Spieth play the weekend. Yeah, we know this is rigged. We know that this is scripted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, allegedly, there's a new golden boy of golf who is also from Texas.
Yes. Oh, good point.
They say his first name Scotty, last name Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
I should have worn my plaid tablecloth shirt for this episode. That's what I should have done. Best I could drum up was this old beat down Birdies and Bourbon shirt.
As possible.
we're gonna have a hot Yahtzee match tonight to celebrate. Chipotle, here we come. Do you think?
Oh no, that's Max. Oh, that's Max. Oh, they're fighting for it. They're fighting for it.
No. I thought Scotty was a big Chipotle guy.
He loves Chipotle, but Max is actually sponsored by him.
I did see Matt. Max has stooped to. He's now rolling burritos.
Yes.
He wanted his burrito roasted. Allegedly, he likes to roast people's golf swing. Somebody should roast Max Homa in squandering his chance to win the Masters and his fourth place finish is what we should be roasting.
So the next time, Tiger Woods play today? Was it Ship?
Shipley, the amateur.
Right. So apparently Tiger handed him a note like on one of the holes or whatever. Like, oh, he didn't hand me nothing. We're going to see Scotty hand Max a note. And they're going to be like, what did Scotty hand you on number 13? That was so inspirational. His burrito order.
Oh, man. It's the Masters. It's my favorite sporting event of the year.
Okay.
Favorite golf tournament of the year. Favorite sporting event of the year. Did it deliver for you?
You know, I thought the conditions were a little bit troubling the first 2 days. You know, Rahm was out there after Friday's round saying on Friday night, hey, you know, it was a little iffy out there. Like, maybe we shouldn't have been out there. It was that windy. And it took so long because they were blowing greens and they were having to wait on people. It felt like the... it felt like the players a couple of years ago when all that wind was happening and everything, you know, when it was just, the conditions were just terrible. It felt like that. The good thing about this was it was seemed to be pretty consistent that everybody had to fucking play through it. But
everybody.
Yeah. But it just felt like it was kind of crappy. Yeah. Like the weather was just shitty.
What that sounds like to me is, sounds like somebody shot a pair of 76s and, finished P45 at the Masters. That's what that sounds like to me. You didn't hear Scotty bitching about the weather.
You did not hear Scotty bitching about the weather. That is true.
You and the only player to make it to double digits under par for the tournament.
So what about you? Did it live up for you?
So I'm not gonna lie. Come the end of, well, I guess the end of round one was technically Friday. Coming out of round one, it was delivering, baby. I mean, we've got Bryson DeChambeau shooting a 65. We've got Scottie Scheffler shooting a 66. You've got Hovland Højgaard with 67s. We've got 68s. We got 69. I mean, I was really excited coming into this thing, and I thought we were going to get to see. I thought it was going to be almost a repeat of 2023. At least from a role play standpoint of, hey, it's live against the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
So I can tell you this. I don't know that I've ever seen Bryson have as much fun on a golf course.
You think he had a ton of fun this weekend?
Well, now today, yesterday and today was not fun. He was definitely frustrated.
Okay.
However, he had a great time the first round. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah.
However, I thought he was. I mean, he was jumping and skipping and carrying the signpost around. And I thought it was a different Bryson. It wasn't the Bryson that I'm used to seeing. And I kind of liked it. I mean, we like Bryson. But I wouldn't say that we're big fans of Bryson. I think he adds a whole different element to the golf tournament when he's there.
Yeah.
I think it's good for the sport. It delivered. Yeah. I mean, who am I kidding? Of course it delivered.
Okay.
I don't know that I was. So in chatting with a few people, had a lot of folks say they were polling for Max Homa.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
A lot of people pulling for Colin. And, once I realized what Colin had the chance to do, so if Colin would have won the Masters, let me rephrase that. When Colin wins the Masters, well, it's already done. He got one. It's one step closer to his career Grand Slam.
Yeah.
I was saying, hey, I mean, wouldn't it be funny? Funny's probably not the right word, but it would definitely be interesting to see Colin Morikawa close out the career Grand Slam before Rory McIlroy does it.
Okay, you're a betting man. Who does it first? Or does either one of them ever do it?
Well, here's the thing is... If you want to play the odds, right? Colin's got to win two tournaments. Rory's got to win one.
Yeah. So, he's had to win one for a decade, though.
Right? Well, he did not. There's something about this place. And, you know, all the commentary, you know, the place should fit his eye, should be fine. I mean, he played. He had a rough day on Friday. But outside of that, I mean, a pair of 71 to 73. I mean, not... horrible, finishes T22. I mean, I guess not Rory-esque, But I think it's a new Rory. I don't think we're talking to the Rory that we, you know, that, that was playing 12 or 13, 14 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we were talking about this beforehand, though, but like Scottie Scheffler, well, we were talking about maybe on the air. How does this year end up? Does he just win everything?
Well, you can go ahead and ink Player of the Year.
Player of the Year. Done.
He might be in the PIP rankings. No, he's not gonna displace Tiger. He's the Golden Boy, even though he's taken the title. The Golden Boy will still probably outrank him. The ex Golden Boy mm-hmm. will still probably be ahead of him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we got President's Cup. So you go ahead and give him a President's Cup champion. Give him the trophy for that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and make him the team captain.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and ink that one. The Olympics. Let's go ahead and make him a gold medalist. What are we waiting on here? I mean, he's a proud Texan. I did hear that they said earlier he was. I guess he was born in New Jersey. Originally a Jersey guy.
Yeah, the Garden State.
And the fam, yeah, the fam moved down to the Lone Star State when he was 5 years old.
Oh.
Let's he's now a proud Texan. Let's get him on the team. Let's get the guy a gold medal. I mean, what more could he be? Is he enough to save golf?
No.
Could they have a more fucking boring personality?
Mm-mm.
And how many people cringed, do you think, over... he had a pretty good dinner, so, I mean, maybe they were excited about that. He had some Texas barbecue and stuff. Yeah. So the champions are probably thinking, oh, we're going to get some more good Q. I don't see him really deviating from status quo.
I was going to ask you. We're not going to do it right now, what are the chances? What are the chances that it's like
90%
the same exact menu?
Give me two.
If I were him, I'd do the same exact menu. People go, why did you do that? He goes, worked the first time.
think about this. If we had any extra menus printed up, we can just go ahead and use them for next year.
Exactly.
I mean, this is so.
Oh man! All right.
I mean, it couldn't be more vanilla for the game of golf. I mean, give me a story. I mean, listen, congratulations, Scottie Scheffler. Good on you, bud. Fourth youngest winner to win multiple Masters championships. Ludwig storyline. What a fucking storyline that would be.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood. Could you imagine if this was Tommy's first win on the PGA Tour? Was the match? Yeah. I mean, people would just be just creaming themselves over this thing. They wouldn't be able to get enough.
Victor Hovland. Look at the tournament he had. Ooh.
I don't know.
Dana, did you even watch this weekend?
his tournament. His tournament went about as well as his personality did.
I went there on purpose, though. So what happened to this dude? What happened? He won Player of the Year. He was unstoppable last year, and he goes and has swing changes in January or whatever over the holiday, and he comes back and his swing is an unfolded lawn chair.
Right. I mean, it takes some time. I mean,
why did you change anything?
Ex Golden Boy still working on his swing chain. He's been working on that shit for 10 years.
So here we go like this. So Victor Hovland wins the Masters. Oh, we're going to have Norwegian steak and fish and all of that. When Victor Hovland wins the Masters again, guess what, guys? We're having Japanese sushi. And I'm preparing it.
Interesting. Hey, make some notes for next year. First off, Scottie Scheffler is going in the fucking line. Like, that's a bet in the lineup. Let's see. Who else did we get right? Cam Young, T9.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
T12.
Yeah.
Will Zalatoris.
We had 6 of 6 through.
We did. Yep. In fact, we did. Who else is it? Colin Morikawa. I think I recall you talking about how Colin hadn't been playing that well. I would think I wanted to put him in a lineup, and you were.
We actually shut the show down and went to the mattresses. You know?
Straight to the mattresses. Let's see. Xander played well. Willie Z played well. Tyrrell finished well. So yeah, I mean, a lot of commonality, common denominators up there in the old T10 or better. Better
realm.
Who surprised you?
Rom.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
Probably the worst pick that we had was Rom. Like, he was going to do well because he won last year. He didn't play that well on LIV this year, but just he had that. Him and Scotty were duking it out all the time, right? And then he just completely just fell off this week. I mean, I feel sorry for the wife having to put up with that this weekend or this week.
She probably said, "I'll get my own flight back. You go ahead."
You can imagine him and Wyndham playing maybe a practice round at Silver Reef this week. Be like, don't ever talk about 54 fucking holes again.
That is true. He could have saved himself 76 strokes on that one.
The other one would be Wyndham too. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I was pretty bullish on betting against someone making it through Sunday.
Yeah.
I was bullish on was even going to make the cut. Now he did make the cut.
Yeah, I lost money.
However, he did finish DFL.
Yeah.
At plus 16. So rough day.
I think it was worth my betting against him. No, betting against him in wallet, not in heart, right? I mean, it's for wallet, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It was worth the money I lost just to see how he did on the weekend, because I want to talk about it right now. What do you think the year looks like for the Cat?
Oh, not good.
Not good.
Not good.
See Cat again? Or do we see Cat again?
I was thinking that when they were showing this morning, when Charlie was out giving him tips,
yeah,
coaching him up,
yeah.
And I'm like, and I don't, you know, hey man, I'm a shit golfer, right? It's everybody that's played with me knows that, it's not the best display on the course.
Yeah.
However, I mean, I understand the novelty of him, of Charlie being there, right, with his dad.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't think it'll be the last Masters that Tiger attempts to play in. Well, I guess play in, because he played in this one and he finished. I don't know that he'll ever be competitive. And at what point do you kind of pull yourself out of that and say, hey, you know, it's time for somebody else to, which, I mean, he made it to the weekend and he finished. I don't think there's anything left there to be competitive.
Okay. The best thing he could do would be to continue to play the Masters and let Charlie caddy for him.
So I was actually thinking that today. I guess maybe he's not of stature.
Yeah.
That, I mean, he's probably as big as I am, but maybe he's not of stature where he could tote everything around.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's like, shit, I ain't carrying your damn bag out there on the golf course. What are you talking about? you pay somebody to do that shit. I ain't picking up after you. But I was thinking, like, when is that coming? Like, when is it going to be? He's caddying, because again, it's. And the guy that was on the bag, I mean, is a longtime friend, and I don't know that it really would have made that much of a difference. Like Fleetwood, right? Fleetwood didn't have his regular caddy; he got a local guy, and I mean, maybe it helped.
The reason I say is Charlie has aspirations to be a PGA Tour member, right? And what better vantage point would you have than being a caddy for your dad in the tournament? I mean, it'd be great, you know, for him to be able to learn.
I'm right there beside him. I think it would be great. I'd love to see it.
And how come, has Charlie ever competed in the drive, chip, and putt there, or no?
I don't think so. Hmm. No. Akshay.
Yep, Akshay. Yep.
Akshay. Yeah, Akshay's a player. he's played it up this weekend as well. I don't know. It was interesting to see the how that was handled. Yeah. And, because what they said, you can have, other than your caddy, you can have one person with you at the range.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if he's got who's coaching Tiger anymore. I mean, he's kind of ran through the mill of coaches. So, I mean, at this point, he's probably just coaching himself, right?
Well, some Charlie's people call coaching. That burning the ships. So did anybody surprise you? Oh, no. Did you see the presser? I was in and out today. Did you see his presser? Did they talk to him afterwards? What did he have anything?
Today?
Yeah.
I didn't see Tigers today. No,
I didn't see it today either.
I didn't see it. I was actually interested in watching golf, not interviews, if you know what I mean. However, I did see yesterday's, and yesterday when they were like, hey, we saw you, and there was some footage. He was icy hot down, you know, had his pants off and his shirt up, and he was rubbing down. And I forget who was interviewing. Maybe it was Hack, but nevertheless, it's like, hey, you know, what hurts? Everything hurts. Oh, you're going to, oh yeah, they'll have me ready for tomorrow. It's going to take a lot of work, but they'll have me ready.
He's setting up at like 3:45 today for like a 9:45 tee time. What are the chances at Genesis next year, instead of In-N-Out, they're going to have Chipotle?
If Homa and Scheffler are there, it's guaranteed. And is salsa considered tomatoes?
I guess.
I mean, I know a lot of, I do know people that they wouldn't eat a tomato or a slice of tomato, but they'll mow back an bowl of salsa.
It's true. That's a good point. And so,
where do you draw the line at? Where do you draw the line? I mean, isn't salsa like 90% tomatoes?
It's 90% tomatoes, yes, for sure.
Yeah. So a little, hey.
Hey.
I don't know. Good to see. I don't know if we see Tiger again. I think we just see him at the majors.
So,
what's coming up that he would play at, and why?
Just the majors. Yeah, but I guess the question is, do we see him at the majors? I don't even know. You know, I don't know. He didn't play the Players.
So, He is a player.
He's not a Chipotle dog, but he's a player.
He is not a dog. Oh, so speaking Chipotle of dogs, you know, there were some comments made in some of these interviews. It reminded me a lot of the show, Dan.
Okay.
I'm like, why in the fuck would anybody say that? That's just stupid.
That'd be us.
Stupid.
That'd be us.
I'm like, what's Homa talking about? Sometimes I got to remind myself I'm a dog. When things start to go really bad, I just tell myself to dream a little dream about good things. I don't even know what was going on. Don't know where that comes from.
Me either.
So what about missed cuts? Who? So we mentioned a few people. Anybody really? DJ?
I am never betting on DJ again. Oh my!
Does he even care?
Does he even care anymore?
No.
That was awful.
78, 79.
That was brutal. No. Hovland, we talked about. That was rough as well. Very rough. JT, rough.
Yeah, Bubba, rough. Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth, didn't he have like a 15? He shot a, didn't he shoot like a 15?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Terrible. Plus nine, I don't know. It wasn't good.
It's not going to get you into Chipotle, that's for sure.
Who, Wyndham Clark,
That was surprising to me, the Wyndham Clark. He's been playing so well. Of course, this is his first round out. He refused to play the course, all that stuff there. But that was Sanjay plays well here. I was really surprised at that.
Good move, by the way. Well played. Good strategy. Yeah, good strategy. Way to show off.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to show your lack of intelligence out there on the court.
Lack of intelligence. Which one?
You pick one.
Oh, the biggest one I'd say that was surprising was the burst out of Zach Johnson cussing at the hole. Which he said he didn't cuss at patrons. I'm like, it looked like you cussed at patrons to me.
Does he have Tourette's? Does he have a condition? I always thought Zach was like this mild mannered, easygoing, God fearing Christian man. Mm-hmm. And he's out there, fuck this, and mm-hmm. yelling at people and stomping and going on. Oh,
that's what you get for getting JT on your Ryder Cup team.
You think you think he saved him a seat on the on the plane out of there?
Must have. My gosh, that was rough. Let's see. Anything else surprising? The speed thing. I mean, Burns. I mean, a lot of guys. You were on Harmon. You said no dice. Don't take Harmon.
Yeah, I said no dice on Harmon.
Yeah. I mean, not a big cut line, right? I mean, obviously. But yeah, geez, yeah. The Tiger thing was rough. Who else was down here at the bottom of the leaderboard? Rom Koepka. Phew. Is Koepka the new DJ?
Yeah, maybe. It could be. Okay, clock's ticking.
Let's talk about that for a second, because we've talked about individual players, and I have in the notes here, Liv, just a disappointing week. I mean, you got two guys.
No, you had notes?
I shared them with you yesterday. I told you that. I told you yesterday. I'll read you my notes right here. I said, here are the notes. Notes for final round recap. Scheffler wins by 4. Abberg comes in 2nd. Fleetwood comes in 3rd. Homa comes in 4th. No. But
told you this shit was scripted.
Tiger shoots a +5 today. Liv, disappointing.
The Liv. Disappointment from Liv. Yes. Disappointment. I don't know. Was it? Let's see. Who missed? Sergio out. DJ, we talked, is out. Bubba Watson. So there's 3. Charles, 4. Maronk is 5. Maronk's on Lid. He went to Lib, didn't he?
I think so.
So 5 live guys out that I'm, unless I don't think I'm missing anybody.
I think you got them all.
And then let's see who on live made it. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka.
Start at the bottom.
I am. I'm working my way up. Sahith is not on Lib, but a lot of people were very bullish on Sahith. He was just kind of flat over the week. Let's see. Phil Mickelson. Yeah. Hideki Matsui. He hadn't announced yet. He's on his way. Who else Neiman. We got here? Joaquin Neiman. He's probably, Patrick Reed's probably the high finisher.
It was Bryson and Smitty.
Bryson, Reed, and Smith, yeah. Because Reed was T12.
Yeah. Yeah, Reed continues to play solid there. We talked about it earlier, but continues to play solid there. Definitely a pick every year.
Every year.
He's still young. He's like 34.
And what was Kessler doing out there? Reed was having to tend his own flag multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you guys got to get some chicken wings or something, you know?
Ooh,
Reading ice cream.
you get one of those hung up in your teeth, and you got to get that out. All in all, I'm sad to see it gone. It's my favorite time of year, my favorite tournament of the year. I'm sad that it's over. I wish there would have been a little more. Speaking of eating ice cream, well, we just got served a big old bowl of vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nothing on top of it. Just plain Jane vanilla bean.
Yep,
is what we got.
Yep.
I mean, at least put a little sprinkle on there, a little chocolate or something.
Exactly.
What's going on?
Yep.
Good on you, Scotty Scheffler. We'll looking forward to. Do you think the Taste of the Masters is going to include? I guess they do include barbecue. They do ship out a little barbecue with it. So
what if he just caters in Chipotle?
He could do Chipotle burritos. That could be. And he could probably get Max to come in and roll them.
He could get Max. Like, hey, Max, that'd be the only way Max comes into that dinner.
Here's your shot to attend the champions dinner. You're going to be rolling burritos tonight.
Scott's got a little bit of a funny side to him. I could see him making that invite.
He's a prankster.
Yeah,
prankster?
He loves the Office. He was doing like the Office, his favorite. Right. Like this guy wins this award on tour. Or this guy wins this award on tour. Like best dressed was what's our buddy now? Keith Mitchell? You know, best dressed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he did
all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I don't know. What about your boy Scotty? Adam Scott.
Yeah. He played fine. Vanilla. He finished, where's he at? He finished T22. Yeah. Shot a 72 today.
I know. Fitzpatrick finished T21, T22. He F'd me. I had him for a top 20 parlay, and he got me. Because Willie Z did pretty good.
He did. He finishes... I just saw him somewhere.
He's like top of...
T9.
Yeah.
T9.
Yeah.
Finished T9 with Terrell and Cam Young.
We got to go through some... I guess we have to go through the rest of our picks for the majors. You know, we haven't picked all of our major stuff yet.
We haven't, but I'll tell you, Cam Young is he might be my guy for the Open Championship.
No Deeks.
He's a strong performer at the Open Championships. I like Cam Young. Justin Thomas, he'll be in his home state for Valhalla. That could be DeChambeau, though. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. You got to keep an eye on him.
So, is next week at RBC an elevated event?
I thought they took it down. Because it was last year. Yeah. I thought this year it wasn't, but I could be wrong. We'll talk about that on our next show. That's it. So, who do you think, who's a no-show?
Roars, number one. If it's not elevated, Roars is a no-show. He hates that place every effing day. Remember that during COVID. Roars is a no-show. He hates that place.
Let's see.
I don't know if Roars hates South Carolina more than Hawaii or Hawaii more than South Carolina. Either one of them. He hates both of them.
Maybe he had a bad experience at the Calabash buffet in Dirty Myrtle.
Maybe. Maybe.
You do not take your, hold on. There will be 8 signature events in the 24th season. Let's see. 2024 RBC Heritage Tournament is set to take place 15th, Harbor Town, blah, 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 the Island PGA Tour. Signature events with limited sizes and elevated purse. I mean, this is just, face value. I was looking forward to you putting me on the spot and not being able to answer the question.
Great.
But at face value, it says I think that it is.
It is. And I'm looking at the field here on Fantasy National. I can throw up on the screen if you want me to. I'll throw the field up for you. Hold on.
It's an elevated event.
Yeah, here you go. I had this in the can. I just wanted to see you stumble for a minute.
Yeah, it's 1 of 8 PGA Tour signature events. I knew I could count on you for something. And it's a no-cut event, right? Yeah, it's limited field, yeah, no-cut.
There's not that many people there.
This is a real shit show right here. So they just got hammered at, not my kind of hammered, but they just got drilled. Weather-wise, tough-ass golf course at Augusta, and then they're following it up with an elevated event, designated event, whatever the hell they're called. This is confusing to me. But hey, once again, PGA Tour, swing and a miss.
Where to go, Jay?
Swing and a miss. I mean, what a whiff. Why? I mean, I understand, like, I get the novelty of the Heritage. And not good.
Doc, I got good news and bad news for you. What's the bad news? We got shit for dinner. What's the good news? There's tons of it. Isn't that what it was?
Yeah. I get it. Harbortown's a cool spot, but
to your point, though, who's not showing up? Look at the list here. You got it on the screen, right? You can see it. Who's not showing up?
Well,
are they all going to show up? Is Scotty going to show up? I don't think so.
Is Scotty showing up? If I'm Scotty Scheffler, I'm not showing up.
I'm not showing up.
Okay, here's who's going to show up. Wyndham Clark will show up.
He'll show up. Xander will show up because his dad will make him.
Good point. Akshay, he's showing up.
Akshay's showing up.
Sahith, yep. Sam Burns, yep. Cam Young,
yep. Henley.
Yep. Hoagie.
Yep.
Who else? There's McIlvoy. Does McIlvoy show up? Does he show up?
I don't think so. Well, he's already missed a couple, right? Because he's missed some Hawaii. I think he has to show up, and they'll find him. You know?
I would think Connors, Seabass will be there because he wasn't here. McCarthy, yes.
If McElroy shows up, what are the chances he makes the cut?
I think it's a no-cut event.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Whooped
him again, didn't you, Josie?
I think they said, we'll show you. And unless I'm looking at something wrong, it's a $20 million purse. It's a limited field, no cuts. So there is no...
I'd like for you to get there on Monday and approach Victor Hovland. Would you please do that for me?
you think he'll take a pause for a fake 10?
Yes, I think he'll love to see you again.
let's see. Slick Vic. Who's Speed? Who else? Brian Harman. This might be the place to play Brian Harman. This might be a go.
Good point.
Willie Z. Keep scrolling. Where's Tiger? Is Tiger in the field?
I don't know.
How can he not?
No, I don't see Tiger. Well, he doesn't have the status. He has to be like top 70 in the rankings
that's
or something.
That's true. Yeah,
I mean, he can play if he wants to play, right? But he ain't.
Yeah. I bet Rory would be a gentleman about it and step down and let him have his spot. let's see who else is in there. There's a lot of folks that'll be.
We have to talk about one thing. Yes, is it same place? Yes, go ahead. You first.
Yes, we do. Yes. I didn't know they were. What's the prize for the winner of the ugly sweater tournament at Augusta? What do they get? What kind of crystal do you get? Like a crystal pitcher of beer or? What do you get? I don't know.
I actually know the answer to this question. You didn't see this yesterday? No. You get a tap on the shoulder by Augusta National to say, would you please take this off?
Oh my God. So, I mean, what was the, and I did see the interview and it's like, well, what did they say? What was the reason? He's like, I don't know. They just said, would you take it off? He said, so I took it off. I mean, in most places, if you ask somebody to take it off like that, it's considered sexual harassment, and the cops are showing up, bucko.
You
can't, not in this woke world, in this woke pod.
Jeez.
I don't think so. So it did say, like, the Malbon Golf Championship 19, mm-hmm. I don't know what the date was, some date. So... I mean, I didn't take that. I don't even know what the hell Malbon is, by the way.
I don't either.
Other than an ugly ass sweater. And number two, he should have been happy that they asked him to take that thing off, because they should have also asked him to take those pants off, because those were not appropriate golf attire. But I don't know what the issue was.
I don't either. It was kind of wordy. It was kind of wordy, maybe, I guess.
It was a big logo, but you got people plastered with shit. Did you see those friggin' golf bags they were toting around?
I did.
It didn't look any different. It didn't look any different than those.
I did.
Those jammed up golf bags. Yeah, I mean, it didn't look any worse than that.
Yeah. I don't know. All I can tell you is I have this right now, this field for the next week, ranked by shots gained total. Do you want to take a guess at who's dead last?
Zach Johnson.
Winner of the par three.
He did keep the stat. Bucky did keep the stereotype alive. What did he say? A jinx is made to be broken? No, not by him.
It's not by him. So now when he has dinner guests over to his house, he can be like, hey, yeah, is this a Masters? Yeah, I won the Masters. Par three. How many seconds pause does he have to have? How many seconds?
5 second
pause? 3 second pause?
At least three.
A 3 second pause, yeah.
Because if you really pause for 3 seconds and wait it out, it's a lot longer than you think. It feels like it's lot longer.
I mean, I'll give him 3 seconds.
Still just 3 seconds, but it seems like an eternity when you're sweating it out.
Fun times.
No real drama though. I mean, it was pretty pretty benign, you know, when you got all the nice guys up there in the way. You didn't have Kepka chasing anybody down, you know, waiting on him in the parking lot. Phil, you didn't have Phil mouthing off about, you know, how it just, you know, it's Augusta. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought pretty
drama-free. Yeah, the drama was the first 2 days with the wind. I mean, that was just insane wind. And there's a lot of things we didn't see with them, what they were doing, blowing the greens and stuff like that. They kept it off. They didn't walk. They didn't. I think we talked about it on Monday, right? They didn't walk. They didn't show Tiger walking up hills. You know, they didn't show a lot of stuff. You know,
they did show him rubbing himself down with that shea
hot,
butter.
Icy hot.
Shea, I think it was shea butter.
Oh, he was trying to be the Rock.
It made him glisten in the sun.
What if there was like a documentary coming out, or like, you know, like they had the documentaries now, like real movies, and they made the Rock play the Tiger Woods. Would that be a good fitting role for him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think it'd be good.
I'd watch it.
It's going to come out after Anthony Kim's comes out.
I got an idea. How about this? So, the Rock is playing Tiger Woods. He's a washed-up golfer. This is just a storyline. This is not me. This is a storyline, okay? It's 2025. It's Jupiter, Florida, Roadhouse 3.
Ooh, ooh. I like that. At the woods.
At the woods. Yes. At the woods. I'd watch it.
I mean, it's probably just as good as the new release of Roadhouse that just came out. I mean, it doesn't have to be much, and it could be equally as good as that show. That's for
right.
sure.
That's right.
All right. What else, man? Anything else?
I think I'm good. It was fun weekend. Hey, RBC's a fun one coming up here next week. We'll come back tomorrow, right?
And back tomorrow. I mean, the RBC is going to be a great one. Did you get a look at that field?
They're all coming, like it or not.
I mean, the good news is they're close. I mean, they're only, I don't know, what is it, 34 hours away?
The good news is they're close, and they're going to be used to the wind.
They're very used to the wind. Right on the old coastal plains of Hilton Head Island. Yeah.
Short DJ.
Wow. No live plate. So let me ask you before we jump off.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we kind of talked about the answer. We know what the answer is. But would you have missed anything if Liv had not been involved in the tournament?
The only thing that I would miss is that Liv wasn't given the opportunity to compete. So there would always be the asterisk of, well, you're not playing against the best players in the world, which they still aren't because Taylor Gooch should have played. But I like them taking the best of the best and letting them all compete, because if they don't let them compete, then it's just like it's like this event. Like, well, where's Brooks? Where's DJ? Where's Rom?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
what about the shark? Did you see
if they would have outlawed the Live or restricted Live this week, the storyline right now would have been, well, Scotty won, but Rom probably would have won.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the shark out there. Yeah.
Secondary
market? You mean like Phil doesn't have enough tickets, he could give him a fucking ticket?
The CW, I mean, do they not, does the CW not cover the Masters? Is that what you're telling me? That there's no chance that you can score a media pass?
Exactly.
It
made no sense at all.
I mean, what do you have to buy?
How many tickets do these guys have? They get like, what, 15 tickets or 10, 15 tickets a piece?
Several? Yeah.
I mean, they get a lot. We saw, what's his name? He's never talking to some people. Yeah.
They get plenty. They get plenty of tickets.
They get plenty.
Plenty of tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like Phil has that many friends.
Not anymore.
No, he burned them all.
He burned all those bridges as well. And I mean, they don't want to come see him there anymore. He didn't say anything there anymore. He said zero to Dick Faldo at the dinner. Nothing.
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 No interviews. Nothing. Zero.
He could easily give him the shark a ticket. Easily give the shark a ticket. He could have made the shark plus one for the dinner.
Maybe he tried to upcharge him.
Maybe he did.
maybe the shark said, no, I can get him cheaper on the secondary. I'm not falling for these games.
Hey, Greg, I know this is new to you, but all I need is one Bitcoin for it. Just one Bitcoin.
Any chance that that there were any wagers going on this week for during the tournament. And I did see during the par three, I saw, I think it was Sanjay, Scotty, and I forget who else they were playing with. I did see some money exchange hands.
I saw Scotty exchanging money. Yes, I did see that.
During the par three. That's Scotty won, by the way.
And that's fun.
Scotty won.
And that's fun. That's fun. Yeah, there's always stuff. Don't tell me Bubba wasn't going off during the tournament. And Phil, those guys are all betting. They're, of course they are.
But do you think Scotty... Was he wagering?
I don't think the feature groups. I don't think like the top 10's wagering now. Unless it's Phil. what about you? Do you think they're wagering in? I don't think Scotty's wagering.
No, I don't think so. I think it was. I think with the conditions the way they were. I mean, the greens as fast as they were. I think that. I think if you were at a negative number coming in to Sunday, I don't think you were wagering anything.
Exactly. But if you're positive, make it fun out there.
Oh yeah, shit, man. Are you kidding me? I think they were hammered down on the. I'd say Tiger did not. If he did, what's his name? Is it Shipley? Neil Shipley. Neil Shipley. He raked his ass if he played.
He sure
that
did.
He's got bragging rights. And think somebody's thinking like, oh god, I'm gonna have to play this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's in the AM. So yeah.
All right.
No, I'm good. We'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow. We've 2 weeks in a row. We've got everybody, Dan.
I know.
The who's who on the PGA Tour. And way to go, Jay.
Way to go,
PGA
Jay.
Tour. Whiffs again.
Way to go, Jay. Whiffs again.
Cheers.
Right, Masters Week is it's over. I guess. Who says it's over? Maybe I'll celebrate for the rest of the. I'll celebrate for Scotty Scheffler. How do you feel about that?
There you go. Do it.
In true fashion. All right. Hey, thanks for joining. And I guess we'll see you here the next time. And Vern, thanks for all you do. Goodbye, friends.
Cheers.